Makis, per gimel mishne dalit. Hanoitel aim al habonim. This is the lav that we call shiluach hakan. It's actually not the way we just said. The lav is not so accurate. Let's learn the psukim. The psukim are in Pashas Kiseitze, and per chov beiz, pasuk vav and zayik. Ki kore kan tzipa lefanecho. Person is going down a road, and he sees a nest. Paderech b'chol eitz, yala oretz. Efreichim by beitzim, either there are young chicks or there are eggs. V'ho'em revetzis ala efreichim ala beitzim, le'sikach ho'em ala bonim. One should not take the babies or the eggs while the mother is there. The Torah says, shalech t'shalach esa'em, send away the mother first, v'esa bonim tikach loch, and then you can take the eggs or the chicks. L'man yifilcho v'arach t'yomim. So the Torah says not to take that, not to take it while the mother is there. The mitzvah is to send away the mother. By the way, the reading of the pasuk le'sikach ho'em al habonim would not seem to mean taking away the chicks. Le'sikach ho'em means not to take the mother. There's actually a big machlekes achroinim. The famous Maram Kaimis are brought in the Michas Chinuch in Tov Kuf Mem Hei. There's diyukim in the Rishonim whether the Aveira is taking only the eggs, the chicks, or taking the mother while the mother is sitting there. Vinishvide, what the Torah says is you have to send away the mother before taking. And now there's a machlekes tanaim what the nature of this is. Reb Yehuda Oimer, if somebody is to take, for argument's sake, let's say the simple case, taking the eggs without sending away the mother, Loikeveni Mishalech gets Malkis, and then there's no din to send away the mother. V'chomoymim Mishalech ve'ene Loike. V'chom say, there's no Malkis, even though the Torah tells you not to do something. V'chor every lav, which is a lav she'esh b'maisa, has Malkis. Here not. Mishalech ve'ene Loike. Why is that? Zeh aklal. The Mishnah makes a klal out of this. Kol mitzvah loisase she'esh b'kumase ein chayov nalev. This is what's known as a lav that's nitik lase. Whenever the Torah says immediately what to do to be menatik, to be mesak in the lav, so the Torah took that out of the klal, that the what's supposed to happen after the lav is the nitik lase. So the Torah tells you what to do, not that we punish him with malchus. Another example would be loisigzo. The Torah says loisigzo, loisignoi, and the Torah says veheshev zagzela. So the Torah said what to do. So Mela over there's no Malkus. So what's the Machlokes Tanaim that we have in the Mishnah? The Machlokes is how to read the Pasuk. Is the Torah saying Loisikach Shaleach, which is the Nitik Lase? Or the Torah is saying Shaleach before the Nitik, but the Torah is not telling you a Mitzvah Se? Inherent in this discussion is something else as well. We know whenever there's a Shluch HaKain, so it's a rare opportunity. But people say, oh, it's a mitzvah, go chaperein a mitzvah. Where does it say in the Torah there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? No, Marshall, if somebody would ask you, an opportunity, a privilege to be mekayim a mitzvah v'heshev sakzeilo. It's not an opportunity, it's not a privilege. If somebody did a bad thing, doing a ma'isek neva, ma'isek zeilo, he has to fix it up by being mekayim v'heshev sakzeilo. It's not something to look forward to. So is there a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein? Or the mice of Shalech to Shalech Esoim is there if a person was over on the lav. That's inherently part of this discussion. Achrayim tumble about this. The consensus is that there is a mitzaseh, but it's not so clear. We learn Perek Shluach HaKein at the end of Chulin, and that's where the raid and how to learn the sugi is. There's a Chavis Yoyah with the Chuvus Chassam Seif with others on the Indian, Ayin Shah. Vishnehei, Hakarech Korcho B'Roishoy. V'amakiv pas roishoy, v'amashchis pas konoy, v'asorit svita achas alameis chayiv. These are all maisim that have to do with the head and the hair. There's a few different inyanim over here. The first inyan is a posuk that's both in Sefer Vayikra and Devarim. It's written in Sefer Vayikra and Pashas Emor b'negei kehanim, and in Devarim it's written the Gantz Klal Yisrael. The pasuk in Devarim is loisasimu korcho b'neinechem. Kerech means bald, means pulling out hair. One is not allowed to create a baldness by pulling out hair of one's head. B'neinechem lomeis. So even though the pasuk by Kehanim doesn't say lomeis, the gzeir shova, the Gemara, the Rav brings down over here, says that Kehanim are also chayiv only if they pull out here le mace to show tsar avelus on a mace. But the pasuk in Vayikra says korcha b'roisham. B'roisham means all of the head, not just b'nei nechem. So the shav to teach us that both dinim are shavim. That's one lav over here. The second lav is makiv pa'as roishoy, which means he rounds off. Pe'as means an edge, like an edge of a field. It's called pe'as asoda. So there's pe'as pa'as roishoy, means a person could have his hair could be rounded, but a person's hair comes to points by his sideburns. So at that point, the hair is not rounded. Pe'as make the hair on the head, not just a round, like a cap, like a round cap sitting on a person's head. But to turn that into something round, the hakofas oroish is a lav. The other lav over here is hashchosas pazigonech. Hashchosa means pulling it out with a razor, not just shaving it, but pulling it out with a razor, but even where the hair is pulled out. That's called hashchosa. Pazigonech is any of the points which would be considered corners of the beard. We'll have to see in the Mishnah Behemshech what that means exactly. Is something similar to the first case, except that over here it's not about pulling out here, it's about inflicting a wound on one's head. That's called Sarit Sritam. Pasuk says, V'seret l'nefesh l'isitnu b'psachem. It's not dafka baroish. All these are meis elavin. Sarit Sritam achas al kamisha meisim. Oichem chomish sritas al meis echot chayim al kolach zvachas. Each one is a separate lav. It's not a din in the mutilation of one body. It's not a din in expressing avelus in this way on one mess. Every maisa srita on every mess, or all the sritas on one mess, are all, each one is a separate maisa lav. It's chayav anish. This, by the way, is why the Mishnah brings this din. The Torah, the Mishnayis don't bring every din, the raisa, of a lav that has malchus. It brings only things that have specific chidushim. This is the chidush of this din. Ala roish shtayim. The Mishnah continues that by Hakofas Roish, if he was given, he cut off both of the peis, he rounded his head and he cut off both of the peis, so then he's Chayv Shtayim, Achas Mikan, V'Achas Mikan, one from each side. Each Pa'as HaRoish, Hakofas HaRoish, each Pa'as HaRoish is a separate lav. V'Lazokim, on the beard, the points are by the cheekbones, by the sideburn, by the top near the ear, then it's further down. It's a shtayim mikan, the shtayim mikan, the achas melamato, by the chin. Those are the points of the beard which have this lav of giluach. If it's all cut off in one go, he's mechadish, that could all be considered one maaser. Obviously, the same is true also by Hakofas HaRosh. If the whole head is rounded, so then it'll only be one lav. It's important to point out that what we're talking about over here is that each one was, they were all done together with one hasro. So it's all one maaser. It could be one maaser. That's the Machlok Stanoim over here. If each one was a separate hasro, hasro is a mechalik the maaser. We'll see Legabi Nozer. It's the same way. The Mishnah adds something that we mentioned, that what's called hashchosas. It's not enough to shave it, that it has a tsura of being shaved. If a person looks shaven, that's not the lav. The Indian for a yid to go with a beard, but that's not the lav. The lav is for it to be cut off, to be hushchas. And that's what? That's with the razor that pulls out. That's the shaila of the shavers. If it's a shaver that pulls out the hair as opposed to just cutting off most of it, then you have a problem. It doesn't have to be dafka, a razor, something sharp with a blade. It's even if he pulled it out with some type of tweezer, that's a malkate. Or rehitni is some type of sharp kli that's used to smooth down something. But that's, since that's the derech, it's not just cutting it off, but it's the derech, that's the way to cut something down completely. That's also called derech hashchosa. Tanakam argues it has to be dafka with a razor. I'd like to go back to Mishnah Dalid. There's one very fundamental sugya that should be made mention of that we didn't mention. So let's go back to it now. In the Mishnah of Hanoit Leim Abonim, so we have a machlokes over there whether there's Malkus right away for taking the mother, or the simpler case, taking the eggs, because there is an asev shalech to shalech esoim, whether a person could be menatik in that case, the asev, whether it is an asev to be menatik the lav is a good question. But everybody agrees that a lav hanitik lasev, since there is the possibility of being menatik lasev, where there is a possibility of being menatik lasev, there is no malchus. Lamaisa, the Gemara has a concept that's called, based on a braisa, bitloi veloi bitloi kaimoi veloi kaimoi. The braisa brings a case of another case, l'chora, of a lav which is fixable. It's nitik laseh. What's that? There's a lav by somebody in the third peik in Ksubis. If somebody is ma'anis besula, so he has to marry her. L'yuchel l'shal kol yom, there's a lav. If he hands her a get and he divorces her, she's no longer his wife, he's over in a lav. However, the Torah says, v'loisili should is a mitzaseh. So l'chora, the loisaseh, is fixable with the mitzaseh. There shouldn't be malchus. Says the Gemara, the braisa really, that if he's a Yisrael, he could always take her back. If he's a Kohen that divorces a woman, can't marry her again. He can't marry a Grusha. So as soon as he divorces her, that's it. The love is unfixable. So for handing her a get, if he got Hasrael before he handed her the get, he gets Malkus. That being said, what about by Yisrael? So it's fixable. So there's no Malkus. It seems that there's a case of Malkus also. Rabbi Yochanan holds, and he calls this Bitloy, is that Be'etzim, the lav is a lav, and theoretically it's possible to do away with the possibility of the say that can fix the lav. How? You would have to kill the woman, not she again, at Losh and the Gemara, not she again, or he could incapacitate her that she's a shoita, and then he wouldn't be able to marry her. So in that case, Rabbi Yochanan holds that let's say he'd be masra, let's say the two Eden would be masra, the guy who's about to give the wife that he's not allowed to divorce, he's about to give her a get, and they say, don't give her a get, because maybe you're not going to be able to marry her afterwards. Be'etzim Hasrua should be a good Hasrua. That's not called Hasrua Sofik. Because they're being master him on the love with the Vados, that if the Hasrua won't be in the sky, Be'etzim there should be a love. When does the love finish? The love only finishes when the Hasrua is no longer a possibility. So by a Kohen, if he divorces her, it's right away. By a Yisrael, it would only be if he would kill the woman. The Gemara says, Yargeno. So when he would kill the woman, that would be Mevarer, that the Hasura on the Lav, with the possibility of the Asay no longer existing, would be, he'd be over. So if they would give him Hasura before the Lav, don't divorce her because maybe you'll... because maybe you'll kill her and you won't be able to mekayim that say, that would be a hasro and be able to give malchus. So let's say by the case of neitaleim al habonim, don't take the bird, don't take the chick, because maybe the mother you won't be able to take. That would be a good hasro if thereafter, right after he took the chick, he killed the mother and now he can't take the mother. That would be a hasro and there would be malchus. The Gemara says, however, according to Rish Lakish, that type of Hasura is called Hasura Sofik. Therefore, Rish Lakish evidently holds that the Lav is Nigmar right away. It's not called Hasura Sofik because the Lav, the Hasura would be a Hasura. It's only that the Asay could undo the Lois Asay. So if he was Mevatel, the Asay be a Daim, the reason why the Hasura would be a good Hasura in that case is because the Hasura was Hasura and the Lois said, Kaimoi v'loi kaimoi, if he wasn't mekayim, that said the loisa would be a loisa. It's a lumdish machloikis, but it's an important concept that comes up in several places in Chas. I just wanted to mention that.